theme. It's a theme right through the Bible. We see it right from Genesis to Revelation. I won't do a Bible study sort of thing, but we see this theme that goes right from Genesis to Revelation. And the theme is this, that God is with us. That is the theme of the Bible. The theme of the Bible is God is with us. When God revealed His name from the book of Genesis right through to Revelation, God revealed His blood from Genesis to Revelation, it's all about God being with His creation. And so here in this Christmas passage, we find that as the angel appears to Joseph, the angel tells Joseph, behold, a servant, a virgin shall be with child, verse 23, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us. Everybody say, God with us.
God with us.
In other words, we are not alone. I believe that is the most powerful thing that us as human beings can ever know, that we are never alone. I thank God that I am not alone. Thank God you are not alone. You might be a housewife and you're going through problems with your husband. And you're wondering to yourself, who will help me with this situation? Let me tell you, you are not alone. Because Emmanuel, God, is with us. You might be a businessman, a businesswoman, that you're trying to run your business and you're wondering how the business will run. Who will help you to run your business? You are not alone. God is with you. He will help you to run your business. You are wondering maybe who's going to help me in my future? Who is around to help me to carry my future out so that I can have a bright future? Well, the angel told Joseph, his name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. Wherever you are, we need to understand that this is God's message to us throughout the book, throughout the Bible, God with us. Amen. And so, we are not alone. In the last minute yesterday, I thought we were left alone. We called around to different hotels, called around to different hardware shops looking for a generator because we found out that APT won't have power this morning. So we were thinking, where are we going to get a generator from? So we called the different hardware shops, we called the different hire purchase, Quartz, MHS, they said it's all sold out. I went to console, they said that was the last one. I saw somebody carrying out the generators. So I happened to walk in just at the wrong time. I went to Quartz, they said, no, this is the last one and somebody's bought it. So they said, no, maybe they won't take it. And so anyway, we started calling the hotels. We called one hotel and they kept us waiting till the last minute. And finally they told us, oh, it's $1,000 for the whole day. And we said, we want it only for 2 hours. They said, well, even for 2 hours, you pay $1,000. And you can choose to use it for the whole day if you want. So we called around, we didn't find anywhere. So finally we thought to ourselves, okay, let's use the APT without power. And myself and my wife went shopping yesterday afternoon and I felt in my heart to go and check MH's home center. There's a new MH home center next door. I'm doing free advertising for them. Maybe I might get some commission for this. But anyway, so I went to MH Home Centers and they told me, sorry, all sold out. It seems I'm always going at the last minute and it's all sold out. As we were passing this way to go back towards Puy Namaka, then something laid on my heart, come and check Fun World. But I knew already two churches were using these facilities, using the restaurant and one pastor told me he's using this. But I just said, okay, I will check. When I went to check the office, they said, no. Nobody's using this facility. So I asked him, asked the manager, how much you charge? He said, $200 an hour. I said, please, we're the church, brother. He said, okay, for you, $250. I said, well, not a bad deal, because we finally got hold of a generator to hire. They were giving it to us for $200. So I said, why not? rather than hire a generator, we'll take this for 250. And we'll save our rent on the other side. So God is good. Sorry, Lucas. He's a caretaker there. So anyway, God is good, amen? And I thought to myself, oh, Father, you are so good. I didn't feel alone after that. I felt so good. So it's like kind of confirmed this message. But we see right through the Bible, we see some Old Testament men of God, women of God. When God was with them, their lives were changed. In every of these people's lives that I will mention, when God was with them, there was something significant, something special about their life because God was with them. And the first person I want to speak about today, the first person is Abraham. His life, because God was with him, his life was filled with vision. The Bible says in Proverbs 29 verse 18 that without vision, men perish. Without vision, we die. It means that we need vision. We need something about our future to keep us moving, to keep us alive. And the Bible shows us that Abraham was a man of vision. God told him, Abraham, look at the land. As far as your eye can see, I will give you. Then he calls him another time and he said, look at the stars. That will be the number of your children. Your descendants will be like the stars. God calls him out and cuts a covenant with him and says, even now I have given you all this. This is my covenant. So God was giving him vision, dreams of his future. And this morning, if God is with us, you and I should be able to have a creative vision and dream of our future. There are many people today who are walking around and they are walking dead. They are walking without vision and without dream. If you ask them, do you know your purpose? They'll say, do you know where you're going? No. Do you know what's God's plan for your life? No. Because they lack an understanding that God is with us, and when He is with us, He will give us fresh vision and dream. I don't know whether you've heard of Walt Disney. You would have seen a film or two produced by his company. When Walt Disney first started work, his first job, he got fired. He got sacked. Because the editor said, this man is not creative enough in his thinking. We all know now how creative Walt Disney was, because through this man, we have Disneyland, we have Disney Studios, and we have all these great things, because this man, who the world thought he was not creative enough, yet he was so creative. Finally, he passed away, and after that, they opened up the first Disneyland in Florida, 1974. When they opened up the first Disneyland, Mrs. Disney was, the widow was sitting there with this other broadcaster, and they were admiring the opening of Disneyland in Florida. And this broadcaster turned to her and said, wouldn't it have been nice if Walt Disney would have been here to see the opening of this great vision, of this Disneyland? And Mrs. Disney turned to this broadcaster and said, if Walt had not seen this first, we would not be seeing this today. Walt Disney was not alive to see the building of this thing, I believe. But he had seen this Disneyland long before it was built. Before the cement was poured into the foundation, Disney had already seen Disneyland. He was a man of great vision and dreams. When God is with you, you will not die because of lack of vision. God gives you vision. Without vision, men perish. But with vision, you will live. When God is with you, He will give you fresh vision of what your future can be like. I have many visions. My wife thinks sometimes those visions are crazy. Well, that's what vision is. Many times people think you're crazy. But that's what vision does. It makes you a crazy person. It makes you different from the pack. It makes you a person with different looks, different ways, different things, because you are a person of vision. You talk about success when there's poverty around you. You talk about dreams when everybody else is dying. You talk about big things when everybody else is thinking small. It's because God is with you, and God is with me. I want this church to be a dreaming church, to be a church of vision. When we can begin to talk vision, we can begin to live vision, because our God is with us. We are not alone. The second person is Joseph. Joseph's life is characterized by favor. In Genesis 39 verse 21, we see something in Genesis 39, 21. It says here, "And the Lord was with Joseph, and showed him mercy, and gave him favor." This is the word that we see in Joseph's life, is favor. Favor, when a person has favor, it is like the person is preferred before anybody else. It is like when two people apply for a job, and a person has favor, the person with favor will get the job, the person without favor will miss. It is like something like an unfair advantage. So many people look at others and they say, "That's so unfair." But that's what they should be saying about you. They should be looking at you and saying, "It's so unfair, she got the job. It's so unfair, he got the job." You know why? Because you have favor. Amen. Somebody else might have the degrees and the diplomas and all the other things. You might have something else. But let me tell you, if God is with us, you will have favor. And the boss will look over 1,000 people and he will look at you. Why? Because you have favor. Joseph was taken from the prison and he was made the prime minister of Egypt because there was favor upon his life. I can tell you something about favor. My wife knows it very well. I picked up my wife a lot this morning because the Canadian people are here, so I have to pick on her all the time. But you know, my wife is very favored when it comes to shopping. Whenever we travel abroad, now and again, whenever we have an opportunity to go, I tell you something, my wife is highly favored. Because I will come back, especially with one bag, exactly the amount that the airline tells us, you can only carry 50 pounds. I will measure it on the weight. I will measure it probably 50 pounds for the big bag. I will take my carry-on bag, 7 kg or whatever, I will measure everything to exact. And I will take it to the airline like we did at the last trip. I brought this 50 pound, I weighed it carefully, weighed it, took it to the office, to the check-in counter, and when she weighed it, she said, "You're 4 pounds overweight, take out 4 pounds. Otherwise you pay, I forgot, $100 or something." So we had to put the bag on the side, pull it out, put it into the other carry-on bag. It was so strict for me. And so I came first to Fiji. 1 week later she comes, and I'm thinking to myself, "Oh well, Bui's gonna come with one 50-pound bag and one carry-on bag." You know what? When I went to pick her up at the airport, she came with two gigantic 50-pound bags. She came in it looking very sweet, and she came through. And I was saying, "Bui, how much you pay?" She said, "Nothing." It was so unfair. I felt it was very unfair. But she had favor. When you have favor, people will think it's so unfair because you are favored more than others. But don't feel guilty. It's just God favor in you. Because God is with us. Amen. When God is with us, we have high favor from on high. God is with us. He is our best friend. He will favor you. Doors will open that were closed for others. A job offer will come to you more than others. You will get the promotion better than others. Your business will prosper better than others. Why? Because you're walking in God's favor. Amen. So if any of you have to travel overseas, take Wee with you. She's highly favored in shopping. The third person is Moses. And what I see about Moses is the life of miracles. He performed great miracles because God was with him. We see the amazing thing was, here is a shepherd who looked after the sheep at Mount Sinai. He stands before the most powerful man in the world at that time, the king of Egypt. He stands before him and he orders him, "Let my people go." He shakes his finger in front of a man with the mightiest army in the world at that time. And he said, "My God tells you, let my people go." Can you imagine Pharaoh's mind? He looks at Moses and wondering, "Who's this little bed flea who commands me, the king of Egypt, to let his people go? I can squash him like a bug." But the difference about Moses, he was not alone. God was with him. And his life was characterized by miracles. He waved his rod and the sky turned to darkness. He touched the rivers with his rod, all the rivers turned to blood, and the Egyptians could not drink. They killed the lamb and anointed the doorpost, and every firstborn of Egypt was killed, except the firstborn in Israel, who lived in Egypt. They were great miracles. He used his rod to part the Red Sea. But the same God that was with Moses is with you and I. Amen. If God is with us, we should also believe God for great miracles in our lives. Amen. I'm a firm believer in miracles. I can't stand it when Bible scholars and people from different churches come and tell me, "Oh, Conan, you shouldn't be saying those things because the miracles and the gifts of the Spirit died when the last apostle died." In the Bible, when the last apostle died, miracles stopped. I get very uncomfortable because I still see miracles happening today. The same God that parted the Red Sea is the same God that is working with us today. You can believe God for a miracle today. Lucy's mother-in-law, Bernadette's mom, I met her at the birthday for Lucy's daughter. And so at the birthday, she came and started telling me how sick she had been. She actually was. She was still sick. And she was really sick. And she was telling me, "Pastor, I almost died several times in Suva. For a few months now, I've been very sick." I mean, Bernadette can testify to that. "I've been very sick." And I said, "Sister, so what's up?" She said, I've got prayed for and everything, but I still, have the sickness." I said, "Okay, tomorrow, if you're still in Nandi, you come to church and we'll pray for you." So a couple of weeks ago, she came to church and we prayed for her. A week later, I saw her again in the church because I thought she had gone back to Suva. After the service, she came to me very happy. She shook my hand. She said, Pastor, when you prayed, the Lord just healed me." I said, "What happened?" She said, "Before I couldn't go to the toilet." Sorry, Sister Dunedin. I don't go to the toilet often, but she said, "When you prayed for me, I started going to the toilet 2-3 times from that day." She said, "Everything that was making me sick, almost dying, is gone." She was full smiling, here to me. I said, "Sister, write your testimony. Get Lucy, write your testimony. I want it on the website." But God is the God of miracles. We lack power in ourselves. We have no power. But the God that we serve is a God of all power. The Bible says in Psalms, it says, "Power belongs to the Lord." Amen. Our part is simply to declare that our God is the God of miracles. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And the fourth and the last person is Daniel. Daniel is known for protection because he served under different kings, different empires. Daniel was still serving God. He was still very highly favored because he was under God's protection. One day there was a group of people who were jealous of Daniel. So they complained to the king and they said, "Oh king, if anyone worships anything else apart from the idol that you have made, let him be thrown to the lion's den." So the king, being full of pride at that time, thought, "Oh yeah, it makes sense." So he ordered the decree the law and he signed it. And he said, if anyone orders, if anyone worships anything else apart from the image I have made, he will be cast into the lion's den. Am I right? Or if anyone worships, if anyone prays, well, anyway. But Daniel's habit was praying three times a day. And these men who were against Daniel knew that at that time Daniel always prayed. So they complained to the king. And they caught him praying. So the king had no other choice. The king got him and threw him into the lion's den. The next morning the king went to check on Daniel. When they went to look at Daniel, they thought that only bones would be left. But when he called for Daniel, 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 where are you? Daniel said, oh king, live forever. He said, the Lord sent his angel and shut the mouth of the lion. And the king was so angry on those men who plotted against Daniel, so he took those men and threw them into the lion's den. But there was no God to preserve them. And they all died. What I'm saying is this, our God is with us for your protection, for our protection. There was a man in the Second World War. He was an American fighting in the Pacific Islands, and they were defending this outpost. As they were defending, this man got separated from the rest of the soldiers. And he started running away from the enemy, and the enemy started looking for him. So he ended up in the mountains. And then he found these caves, all these caves. So he hid in one of the caves. As he hid in one of the caves, he was a Christian, so he said, oh Lord, if it is your will, please help me. But Lord, even if you don't help me, it's okay. I will still worship you. As he was hiding in the darkness of the cave, he heard the enemy coming closer, searching out all the different caves. And then he watched, as he began to watch at the face of the cave, at the mouth of the cave, he saw this little spider starting to weave a web across the mouth of the cave. And then he started thinking, oh, God is making some kind of fun, because instead of building a brick wall, God sends a spider to build a web. And he said, as the enemy got closer and closer, the spider kept working. Finally, he heard the enemy come to the mouth of the cave, and the enemy looked inside, and he carried on past the cave. And then the soldier realized what had happened. Because the soldier had come to the mouth of the cave, the enemy had come to the mouth of the cave, when he saw the spider's web, he thought that nobody could have moved in very quickly. He thought, you know, the web was over the mouth of the cave for a long time, so he moved on. So the soldier realized what God had done. And he said, oh, our God can even use a spider's web more than a brick wall to deliver me. How many times we are protected because God is with us, but we don't realize how much God is keeping us. Many times we think, you know, oh, I'm alive through this cycle. We don't realize how much God protected us and kept us right through the cycle. Right through the difficulties of life. We don't realize it.